Hey, it's Todd. Let's get going. So I've got a friend named Mitch Rose, and Mitch is a very interesting person. He and his wife live in San Antonio and made a big leap in their career a couple of years ago. And their story, I think, can help and encourage and maybe speak to where you're at, if you're at that crossroads like we sometimes are. I talked to Mitch on the phone the other day. Here's a bit of that conversation.
So, Mitch, you and I have been friends for a bunch of years, and a couple of years ago, several years ago, I guess now, you kind of came to a crossroads, I know, in your career, making a big jump, and not just one job to another job down the street, but a jump that involved your whole life and your whole family. Before we get to kind of pulling back the curtain on that, and I'm interested to know how you made that decision, kind of bring us up to that point of considering that big change you made.
Yeah, thanks so much, and great to be with you, Todd. Brandy and I have been married almost 20 years and have spent that entire time in our particular sphere of influence. We're in vocational ministry, and as soon as we got married, jumped right into sort of that first assignment, spent almost 20 years there. Halfway through that, 10 years in, got our first baby, had our first child, and things were kind of settling down. Couple of years later, had a second child, was at a ministry assignment. Our particular place we were in was in Austin, Texas, and had sort of been in the same role, kind of, you know, even though we'd moved to different cities and had served at different churches and organizations, we'd kind of been in that lateral move for the majority of our you know, at that point, 17, 18 years in vocational ministry together. I was serving as an executive pastor at a rather large church organization in Austin, Texas, and just kind of started feeling, I think we probably felt it for a few years, but then we started having babies, you know, like, what are we going to do? Is this the time to take a leap when you have a baby, you know? And we had kind of waited long, had some infertility issues in the beginning of our marriage, and so now, you know, now things are starting to settle down, and we start feeling that, maybe there's something more. You know, should we kind of revisit this idea that that we make a radical change? So that's kind of where we were. We were in this really stable, honestly, Todd. Strangely enough, got in this really stable, you know, situation where had been in this, been in this vocation for a while, had a young family. But just knew it was time for that big leap for us.
Okay, and so you get that feeling and that sense that maybe there is something else, which I know a lot of people probably can relate to that because they're perhaps getting there with their current job. It's a situation that it's stable enough, but there's something internally, maybe just a sense that maybe there's something more out there that I need to be entertaining. How did you deal with getting over that hump? In other words, you made the jump. Was that talking to other people, you know, counseling with other folks, or was this kind of a primary, just your family and here we go, call the moving vans? How did that happen?
Yeah, well, it starts with us. It's going to affect us more than anybody else. For me, it was, Brandy, that's my wife, are we on the same page on this? Are you feeling what I'm feeling? Because if I'm not, I may just eat pizza too late, you know, and I'm just feeling the wrong thing. But we were kind of both like, yeah, this is probably, you know, it's a giant move for our family. It's a big career shift. There's a lot entailed. And even though things are, you know, perceived, you know, stable, I feel it too. And so it sort of started there. It really did start, you know, like literally around the dinner table. Is this something that you're feeling like I'm feeling? And that's a pretty, I'll be honest, it is a husband. It's a pretty vulnerable moment to go, hey, I know, you know, we have a nice house, you know, every Friday there's a direct deposit, but I'm thinking, let's mess all that up. I know we got two small babies. Let's see what happens. And so getting, you know, for me, it really started there. And then, yeah, then it kind of went, I'm a planner and a researcher anyway. And so the logical step, once Brandy and I sort of said, yes, we both feel this, was, well, let's go talk to some other people who've made a leap like this and see how you know, they process it and what that meant. And we're in ministry. So for me, there's a great passage in Scripture about wisdom that comes from what the Bible calls a multitude of counselors, like just kind of going with other people in my sphere, in my world, and going, hey, how did you do this? How did it work for you? Give me some next steps. Give me the highs and lows. Tell me what I don't know. That was really important. I think I'm still kind of in that phase of, you know, I don't know what I don't know. And so if you do know, tell me and give me some heads up about what this looks like. And so that was sort of, yeah, those are our next steps. And then, you know, once we sort of walk through that, and I'm speeding up a long process for us, then it kind of involved some practical, you know, our current employer, you know, some practical stuff about what we do about, you know, housing and employment and how we take that next leap. So that was kind of our journey. Started really local, like hyper local, her and I, and then kind of went to how are some other people that have made this leap. Let's really get all the data we can. All of our stories are different, but let's see what they can offer us and what pitfalls ahead they can warn us about. You know, what encouragement they can give, and then we'll go to the practical. How are we going to eat and where are we going to live? You know.
Yeah. I mentioned to everyone at the top of our episode that you did make that leap. That you are pastoring City Hills Church. You started from nothing. You've seen great success. A lot of people plugging in, becoming a part of that organization in San Antonio, which obviously, again, is not a suburb of Austin. It's several hours away.
Yeah.
And so on this end of that decision, things are going well. But my guess is that probably, and I'd like you just to maybe speak a moment to this, the fear that you experienced before the decision you made and the jump you made, the fears just change. The anxiety is always still there, not in a debilitating way, but success doesn't cancel out some of those anxious moments, does it?
No, not at all. You know, for us, yeah, it's certainly placed differently. You know, there are different anxieties and fears, but I don't know that it ever goes away.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because I'm kind of of the belief, I don't know that we're ever done making those leaps.
Mm.
The leaps are different, and the changes are different, and the decisions are different. But there are decisions I'm making, you know, this week that have just as much, you know, sort of ramifications and ripples for our family that I'll even argue that maybe larger, because now there's an organization that I'm responsible for. I have employees, and their families, and their livelihoods, and I have, you know, hundreds of people and families that call, you know, our church home. And so the decisions I make don't just affect now Brandy, I, my two small kids. Now they affect, you know, a lot of other people. So there may be more, Todd, than less. They're certainly different. Now, I don't want to be duplicitous, but on the other side of that, I really do want to encourage you and maybe somebody that, you know, on the front end of that decision in this. I kind of think faith is a muscle or taking the next step. If you're not a person of faith, whatever the language that you want to use to sort of keep your life moving forward.
Mm-hmm.
And I say it's a muscle in this. The more you use it, the more comfortable you get using it.
Yeah.
And the stronger it gets. And so, you know, that what I thought was the biggest leap of my life, when you land on 2 feet, you kind of get strength to go, well, maybe I can take another leap.
Yes.
And you strengthen that muscle again. And so you sort of get this aggregate of strength to go, okay, it's still scary. It's still a lot of fear, still a lot of anxiety. But if I landed on my feet the last 3 or 4 or 5 leaps, maybe I'll land on my feet the next 3 or 4. Yeah, you sort of get what I call, like, there's a paralysis by analysis.
Mm.
And I know that rhymes. It's a preacher disease. I can't quit. And it really, I see so many people that you just keep analyzing the decision and what am I supposed to do and what, you know, what if I make the wrong decision? I think for Brandon, that was probably, honestly, that was the reason it took us so long, you know, almost 20 years into our particular field to go, yeah, this is right. We felt it years before that, but we just analyzed, you know, what could go wrong. And we always, I think humans are just, I think we're kind of what, we always go to the, you know, the worst case scenario. What's the worst thing that can happen? And for us, you know, we kind of worked backward from there. Okay, the worst case is, you know, our endeavor fails. You know, we want to start a brand new church. It doesn't make it. God, you know, forbid it just, you know, things don't work out and it doesn't. Can we do something else? And can I live with the outcome of the worst case scenario? And in our case, we said, yeah, I mean, it was a risk, but it was calculated enough that we said we can live with those outcomes. And we go get other jobs or, you know, sort of get back and punt, you know, down the field. Maybe we'll try again at a later time. And so that gave me the strength to, even now in what seems to be large decisions, you know, decisions about organization or staffing or facilities or budgets or, you know, sort of whatever that next big leap or perceived leap is for me, I continually remind myself, okay, you can't get so, you know, bogged down in analyzing this that you just don't make any decision, that you don't move anywhere, because indecision is a decision. You know, it's just deciding not to decide.
Yeah.
And so we sort of get stuck in that, you know, and if I'm not careful, man, I'm guilty of that. Even now, I really am.
One thing in addition to that, I wanted to have you speak to, and that is to the person listening who you referenced a moment ago on the front end of the type of decision you and Brandy made. That's where they are. So they're listening to this podcast and they're thinking, yeah, I have, fill in the blank, whatever that decision is, a career move, a physical move to a new location, some kind of decision now that the kids are off to college that they're making, some kind of life decision, and they're there. What's one more thing that you would leave with that person in the midst of their decision-making to help them navigate through that?
Yeah, great question. I think the one more add, I would give you the wise advice from my real estate agent, which sounds crazy. And it's this: the best day to buy a house is yesterday. Like, the market is continuously moving up. It's continuously appreciating. So you're searching all the houses and you're going, man, what if I make the wrong? Well, tomorrow they cost more than they cost today. And I would say that's probably a great principle for any decision in life. It will cost more tomorrow than today. It is appreciating. There's the time's running out for you to get the deal you think you're going to get, or time's running out for you to make the leap that you think you're going to make. When do you do it? If you wait 2 or 3 or 4 more years, is it going to be more complicated than today? Can you afford to lose 5 years and not decide today, and then 5 years down the road you go, man, I think I missed my chance? So I would just say, look at every opportunity, whatever decision that is, you know, career, relationship, finances, whatever sort of, you know, what's in front of you, and realize the best time to do it was probably yesterday. So let's do it today. Let's say yes. Let's buy the house today. It's not the right, you know, the decision we made. We'll sort of get back, regroup. We'll punt again. There's going to be another opportunity. But the best time is right now. I never met people at the end of their lives who talk about the things they did. All of them, without exception, in my 20 years in this field, talk about the things they wish they would have done, and the decisions they wish they would have made quicker, and the opportunities they wish they would have said yes to. And so that would be my encouragement, is just say yes. Don't get paralyzed analyzing all of the worst case what could be. Just say yes.